Frank Sinatra on Here's to Veterans. Here's to Veterans, a toast from this radio station to former servicemen and women, produced by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members donate their talents to keep you entertained and informed.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would. Where it began, I can't begin to know in, but then I know it's growing strong. Was it in spring? Then spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would. I look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurting runs off my shoulder, how can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, yeah, reaching out. And touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would. My sweet, are you sweet? Caroline.
Now, how about that? That was one of my favorites, you know. I'm Frank Sinatra, and we'll be back after these few words for the Veterans Administration.
Thanks, Frank. You know, returning veterans face many new problems. Readjustment to civilian and family life, changed cities, new fashions. Well, these are only a few of those problems. One of the first and most important steps is to find a job. Being employed means more than being able to pay our own way. Being employed, being useful and productive, gives us a sense of personal worth. Providing jobs for veterans is a goal that must be shared by government, private industry, and the entire community. In government, the Department of Labor, and of course the Veterans Administration have been seeking jobs for veterans for many years. If your business has a vacancy, give preference to a veteran. Your nearest Veterans Administration Assistance Center or State Employment Office has a good worker with the best credentials waiting to hear from you. He has already proven his loyalty and good character. He's a veteran. Now from his latest hit album, Some Things I've Missed, here again, Frank Sinatra.
Thank you very much. And now here's my choice for number two on our show. Let's see how you like this one.
The summer smiles, the summer knows, and unashamed she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky and lovingly she warms the sand on which we lie. The summer knows, the summer's wise. She sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes her summer time, tells the moon to wait and the sun to linger, twists the world round her summer finger, lets you see the wonder of it. Lesson well, there's little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for fall.
More from Sinatra in a moment. But first, a few words about jobs for veterans. The government's efforts begin before military service ends. Now, let me describe some of them. The Armed Forces, the VA, HEW, and the Department of Labor all conduct counseling and job information fairs at overseas bases. Project Transition teaches civilian skills to military personnel. The VA operates outreach programs to find training opportunities. The VA shows employers how a training program can fill their need for certain kinds of workers. Then the GI Bill gives a veteran a monthly allowance while he's training on the job. The employer also pays him an apprentice salary until he's fully trained. Civil service preference and a wide range of opportunities for employment in the federal government are also helping veterans get back into the swing of civilian life. For job information, veterans can contact the nearest office of the U.S. Department of Labor or Veterans Administration Assistance Center. Here again, music and nobody but Sinatra.
And here is one just as we recorded it for our new Warner Reprise album.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning. Though I've loved you for 1,000,000 years, if I thought our love was ending, I'd find myself drowning in my own tears. You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart. You must have known that I was lonely, because you came to my rescue. And I know that this must be heaven. How could so much love be inside of you? You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart.
This is Frank Sinatra saying how nice it has been visiting you on Here's to Veterans. Be sure to ask us back, will you? And now here's a closer.
Well, the south side of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, more than trouble, he stood about 6'4". All the downtown ladies called him treetop lover. All the studs, they called him sir. And he's bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole downtown. Badder than old King Kong and meaner than a junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he a gambler, and he liked his fancy clothes. He liked to wave his diamond rings in front of everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got an Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe. Yeah, he's bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Don, and he's meaner than a junkyard dog. Well, Friday about a week ago, Leroy is shooting dice. And at the edge of the bar sat a lady named Doris, and she sure looked nice. Well, he laid his eyes upon her, and the trouble soon began. And Leroy Brown, he learned a lesson about messing with the wife of a jealous man. Yeah, he's bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong, meaner than the junkyard dog. He's bad, he's bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong, meaner than the junkyard dog. Yeah, he's badder than old King Kong, badder than the junkyard dog.
Thanks very much, Frank Sinatra, for your tribute to America's veterans. This radio station has contributed broadcast time in the public interest to this program, produced by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians. They all join me in saying, here's to veterans.